Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there. I hope down there. Larry, are you with us?
I'm here.
Well, good. I'm curious as to where we should start. Now, you just said we got something from space weather about a CME alert. So everybody on board here, maybe if you're not feeling well, or we don't know exactly what the power is of this. What does it say, Larry?
Yeah, I'll just quote it here on my phone. It says, updated CME alert, a coronal mass ejection, CME, is approaching Earth. Arrival is expected in the next few hours. Stay tuned for geomagnetic storms. So it's just a warning that, and we seem to be in this constant geomagnetic storm.
Yes. Yeah. We're entering into maybe an area of space that's got higher energies or whatever in it, and we're just picking it up. Here's another one. Chinese threat to Taiwan. Closer to us than most think, says a top admiral. Is this going to be this war everywhere when it finally starts?
Well, I'm sure that China will take advantage of the U.S. and NATO going to war with Russia.
Yes. North Korea test fired two missiles after condemning the U.S.-South Korea drills. And then we got a mega ship blocking all traffic in the Suez Canal.
By the way, Stuart.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, just before I got off my computer before the show, they were reporting that South Korea was given an alert that North Korea just fired a ballistic missile. It hadn't been confirmed yet, but North Korea is acting up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're heading into some trouble. I think the timing is about right. Everything is happening, folks, all around the world. It's just that you probably don't know it unless you go out and take a really good look at everything that's happening. One thing I did want to mention, Lake Michigan, deep water, is warming, and scientists don't know why. Well, can we all say magma rising? It's because magma is rising up underneath the United States. We have had reports for the last, three, 4 years of outgassing and all kinds of stuff of that nature, particularly on the East Coast, if I remember, off the coast of New York and New Jersey, where people were smelling very strange smells, and that's outgassing. And the reason you have outgassing is the core. It's expanding. The expanding Earth, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. So you're going to see more earthquake activity, more of this kind of warming. And we ran into this once before. And I think it was in Greenland and then down in the Antarctic, where scientists said, we're getting these underground rivers, and we don't understand why that is. Well, because magma's rising. That's why it is. And it's heating the ice sheets from below. Anyway, where do you want to start with this war business, Larry? Not good.
No, and interestingly, I guess we could start with the latest if you want to.
Yes.
This is from Hal Turner. I haven't vetted it, But it just came up in the last 10 or 15 minutes, says urgent bulletin, Ukraine president signs order number 117/2021 for the military to recapture Crimea from Russia. This is an attack order for a move against Russia, retake by force the Crimea region and Sevastopol with open war against Russia. So there you go.
Yeah, it's basically then a declaration of war, I guess. And here's something that we can add to that. U.S. general says the West, and this is maybe tied directly to this, should use all tools to assist Ukraine. The West should consider using all its tools to help Ukraine, including sending defensive weapons, NATO's top military commander said Sunday. So there you go, NATO. And what they're saying publicly, and probably have shipped tons of stuff over there already, asked whether he was in favor of sending defensive weapons to Ukraine, U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove told a Brussels conference, what we see is diplomatic tools being used, informational tools being used, military tools being used, economic tools being used against Ukraine. And so we, I think, in the West should consider all our tools in reply. Could it be destabilizing? The answer is yes. Also, an action could be destabilizing, he said. More NATO advisors arrive. A new batch of NATO military advisors arriving in Ukraine. According to the observations of local residents, the number of foreign military personnel has sharply increased. Among them are mainly English speakers as well as Poles, interesting, and representatives of the Baltic states. They began to appear more often in the city, both in uniform and civilian clothes. This is at Mariupol, I guess, is the name of the city. I never can pronounce those kind of things. What do you think, Larry? It seems like maybe we're more deeply involved than anybody is saying. And there's still nothing on major media, nothing on Fox, Fox Business, CNN, MSNBC, all of them. They're not covering a word.
Yeah, it was interesting. I actually turned over onto the Hallmark Channel. That's the one that has all the love stories and the spring loves and all of this, and I didn't see anything there either. So really, mainstream media now is about like the Hallmark Channel. You can go there, but it's not going to do you a whole lot of good.
Yeah, this is incredible that U.S. media now is actually lying by omission to the American people, and that includes all of them. When you censor this kind of news, which is extremely important and could easily lead to World War III, which I think it probably will, the timing is about right for it, and still not even so much as a Yelp from anybody. Has Bannon, I know you listen to Bannon and some of those other programs, are they saying anything about it? Or have they been forbidden, perhaps?
Well, perhaps it's been forbidden. I haven't seen it there, but you and I are digging up information from Europe and you know, like Greece. And, I mean, the information's out there. It's just being, I guess you could say, blacklisted in all media, almost worldwide.
Yeah, it's incredible what's going on. Here, let me just scroll down. Russian tank divisions on the move, city streets towards Poland-Lithuania borders. This is from Hal Turner, not his latest one, but one just before it. Tanks and other heavy armor now on the move in Grodno, Belarus, moving towards the borders of Poland and Lithuania. These tanks are on city streets moving out into the open. For what it's worth, it's not a small deployment. The video shows only parts of what was moving, and we can report tonight that the entire country of Belarus only has two mechanized divisions, and they've sent both of them, about 30,000 troops. It's also important to report that Belarus ejected the Polish ambassador from their country today. Do you have any more word out of that area at all from anybody?
Yeah, this is really interesting. Hal Turner, and matter of fact, I did have a source that indicated that there is a tremendous amount of activity in that region. I'll just put it that way. But here's from Hal Turner also. It was a later post, says Russia tank divisions on the move in the city streets. And we done said that. But this is what's interesting is the fact that now it appears that Russia has an agreement with Belarus to bring in their fighter jets and bombers and use the Belarus air bases. And that's going to give Russia the ability of quick strikes, actually, to Kyiv, which is the capital of Ukraine. There's also reports that Ukraine is sending missile defense forces to the Belarus border. And at the same time, there seems to be a plan in the background, possibly with the Russians, that they may decide to split the Ukraine, tear it up in pieces. Matter of fact, you had some information on that, but I wanted to mention this real quick, though, Stuart.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who sent this information, but very interesting. A Polish prophet farmer from years ago prophesied that Russia and another country south of Poland would attack Poland, but invasion would be stopped short of taking Poland. And what's odd, I sent you earlier, too, Anton Johansson, some information I found where he actually said that it appears, when Russia moves on Europe, they literally actually barely go around Poland for some reason.
Wow. Well, seems like that's kind of warming up, isn't it? And I did find something. I don't know if I can find it again. But what they said was that Russia was going to dismember, if I remember right, Poland. And I'd heard something about that before.
No, you mean Ukraine. You mean Ukraine, don't you?
I mean Ukraine, yes. Ukraine. That they were going to dismember it, which kind of means, okay, they were going to split it apart. And I'd heard that once before, that the plan of Moscow was to take certain areas of Ukraine. But now, from what you read, that would appear that they're going to have to take all of Ukraine. If Ukraine has already declared war, basically, which brings in NATO, which brings in the United States, that automatically brings in Russia, and who knows who else has little agreements here and there spotted around. I don't know. This looks like World War III would begin there. You found something about Johansson, our good friend over there in Norway, who had a prophecy about that and about Russia moving. And I've heard other stuff, too, that in prophecy that Russia would do a blitzkrieg and take most of Europe before they were stopped. It was going to be a horrific blitzkrieg, and well, who knows? We'll have to just see what actually happens. What else do you have from over there?
Well, seems like they're unloading a number of weapons from ships in, you mentioned Mariupol, you know.
Yes.
And, that's, I guess, where NATO is sending a lot of ships in to be unloaded. But it appears this thing with Russia is set up to go, you know, and you can see sort of, you know, you can see who's behind it, you know, as soon as this didn't start till the Biden administration came in.
Yes.
And then suddenly NATO and the Ukraine and now other ones are being pushed into this confrontation with Russia.
Yeah. It says here with Turner, clearly the deteriorating situation in Ukraine is set to explode with direct conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Well, it also, as I just said, brings in NATO, which is there, and U.S., which is there, the U.K., which is there. This developing story has been reported by Hal Turner Radio for weeks, and, of course, it's absolutely true. Today's move of armor is obviously making sure that NATO reinforcements cannot come into the coming Ukraine conflict from Poland and Lithuania. Think about that for a moment. How big is this war going to be that Belarus is already moving troops to block Poland and Lithuania? This is going to be a very big war, all because the people of Luhansk and what? How do they pronounce that?
Donetsk and Luhansk.
Donetsk,
I think it is.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce those. In Ukraine, want to leave Ukraine and join Russia. Ukraine says they can't leave. They have massed 90,000 troops, 450 tanks, 800 pieces of military, and more on the borders of those two areas. Russia has said publicly that it will defend the people against Ukrainian army attacks. And for weeks, NATO has been also moving troops, planes, tanks, and more into that region under the excuse of an exercise that just happens to be a perfect place to launch military attacks against Russia. There's a real war brewing, says Turner, on the continent of Europe, and when it breaks out, likely within days, the entire population of Europe and the USA will be blindsided. And then he's got an update. Ukraine's response was almost immediate. Anti-aircraft systems were transferred to the borders with Belarus due to danger. So it's just building every day. It seems to be building worse and worse. And, Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention, well, if you'll remember back, that this started with the Ukraine, the same scenario under Obama, under Barack
yes.
Obama. And what's interesting, I was listening to the guys on America's Voice News on Bannon's War Room, and they said now they actually literally have evidence, they have proof that the one pulling Joe Biden's strings is Barack Hussein Obama. So he's back to his same old war, and what's odd, Stuart, and I like your opinion on this, Ukraine is not a NATO member, yet NATO is pouring into the Ukraine to defend it.
Yeah, the nature of NATO was a defense area, not an offensive. But that's all changed now. And NATO is probably also connected very closely to the United Nations, as we are, and our military is. And it just sounds to me like this is a scripted war that could very easily get out of control. The other thing I'd like to mention is we don't exactly know when Isaiah 17 will start, Daniel 8 will start, or Ezekiel 38 and 39. But it's all connected somehow together. We'll probably find out here in the very near future, unless cooler heads prevail. But I don't see that happening. If you've got the Ukraine president or whatever he calls himself literally declaring war to take back Crimea and the two other provinces that have kind of distanced themselves from Ukraine, and you've got Russia saying, you're not going to do that. And remember, folks, that Putin said, you want a war? I'm not afraid of a war. You want to start with nukes? I'm not afraid of using nukes. And always remember that the Russian military is far, far stronger than we're being told. And the same thing, I believe, goes with China. In fact, some of these war experts are running these scenarios, both of which said, if we get into a war with Russia, we will lose it. And if we get into a war with China, we will lose it. And we will lose it rapidly. The state of our military is not at all what people are being told. And it's just a shame that Obama dismembered it. And Trump tried to get it back in line, but it takes a long time. And, you know, there's all kinds of inside rumors about our equipment breaking down. Something like half of our U.S. Air Force aircraft are grounded because of maintenance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you get involved in a major war, and you got problems, big-time problems. Don't forget who America is. And people deny it, but it doesn't matter if you deny it or not. The only nation in the world that fits the parameters laid down for Babylon the Great is the United States. There is no other nation anywhere on earth that even comes close to pointing out the United States as being Babylon the Great. And New York City being the great city Babylon. I know a lot of people, oh, it's Rome, it's Israel, it's Jerusalem, and on they go. But it's just simply not true. You have to follow what the Lord has said. And he's made a lot. In fact, I even have a flyer. It points out all the details of America, and I don't even have all of them. It's just amazing. What's going on? What else you got, Larry?
Well, it's kind of interesting also that Skywatch TV put something out that, and I'd like your opinion on this. This is interesting. Tom Horn just put it out. Top secret, return of the Isaiah Nephilim. He says, according to the ancient understanding of Isaiah, the end times will be marked by the destruction of Babylon and return of the Nephilim when God commands a ruler to open the gates. And it says, an attack on Iraq, Babylon, and he's referring to that attack years ago under Bush, the U.S. military went straight to the plains of Shinar from underground, took Saddam Hussein's secrets, very large boxes removed by the U.S. To parts unknown. And I've actually shared that, Stuart, on radio shows, how I even got some photo images of what they were doing and moving. The U.S. military was security, but the private contractors or black ops people were doing the moving, and I had that stuff. Of course, I got hit by a cyber attack after that, and somebody took it. But anyway, he says Josephus had knowledge of Nimrod's tower, the construction, and the relation to the star portals, and says methods of penetration to the angelic realm. And so he's basically saying we're in the time frame of the return of the Nephilim, or the arrival, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I saw a picture a long time ago, and Dr. Seller carried that quite extensively about our troops over there and how we were stealing all of the secret ancient technologies. And I did see a picture of it was a older, probably back in the 20s, maybe it was black and white, of an old guy standing beside a Stargate. Now, you folks have probably seen the movie Stargate, where you had the circular thing and all the locks and how they were trying to figure out in the movie. They had Daniel, who was the code breaker of the Stargate. Well, the Stargate in the movie was almost identical to the old picture that I saw. and they did recover some stuff. And you may remember The Mist, the movie The Mist, where the military had unlocked one of the portals, had unlocked a dimension in which giant spiders and all that came through. We have no idea what we're dealing with. We have no idea really about our own planet when it comes right down to it. And so we're in for a lot of surprises. And the threat that the giants would return is right there in Isaiah. Pray that the giants do not return. It's probably what Tom Horn's talking about. The return of the Nephilim, the return of the giants. And the Lord did say, if you don't change your ways, I'm going to bring in some of the ancient stuff, and you're going to be sorry, folks. You can't believe what we're going to be dealing with. And anyway, what else you got, Larry? That's interesting.
Yeah, I actually have that image you're talking about, that 1920-something black and white steel. I've got that stuck tucked away. I'll send that to you again if you want it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it looks just like the Stargate in the movie Stargate. That's probably where they got it from. The movies tell you an awful lot about what's really going on, but they present it as science fiction so that you won't believe that we have that kind of technology when we do. Here's another headline. It's kind of interesting. Marco Rubio talks to TMZ about UFOs, the possibility of alien life. There's stuff flying over military installations that we can't identify. This is all part of the acclimation project. We are not alone. We've never been alone. They know an arrival is very close at hand, and that's why all this stuff is now beginning to come out. Now, that Native American Noyes, who fully is Antichrist to the core, she says so, says there will be no disclosure by our government. The aliens themselves will be the actual disclosure. And the fact that the American people were not told, I guess they find out somehow that the military's known about it for a long, long time, really, really gets the people of America extremely angry that they were not told. And, you know, that's been going on now for a long time. Long time. It's like the bases on Mars. We've been on Mars, I think, for a long, long time. I don't think there's any question about it. And when I did that video on Project Red Star, you can see it just as plain as day. Ancient buildings, modern buildings, pyramids, all kinds of stuff. Just amazing. What's your final word there, Larry? I guess we got a little time. What else you got?
Well, it's really interesting that recently, you know, we sent a mission to Mars with a small helicopter, and I had somebody after I posted that report say, you know, they emailed me and said, isn't that silly? Don't you know there's no atmosphere on Mars? And I thought, where have you been?
Yeah, they have lied to us about Mars for I don't know how long. They've lied to us as Barry Rothman, who's kind of an expert on atmospheric pressure and what's really going on up there, has proved conclusively. They're lying about it all the time. As to why, I have no idea. I guess it's kind of like our TR-3Bs, our anti-gravity stuff. They just lie to us routinely. In fact, I think our government has come to the point where it doesn't even know what the truth is anymore. They've lied so much, and then they begin to believe their lies. So we're in for trouble. Babylon is going to be destroyed. And we went down a wrong path, and I personally don't think that destruction is very far off. Maybe a couple, three, 4 years, but that's about it. And we were warned, with a solar eclipse over the country and another one coming in 2024. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Friday, we'll pick up a lot more on this. There's some strange things going on we'll get into on Friday night. Anyway, thanks a lot. Take care. Thanks again, Larry.